It's only just a matter of.
Some bonus content from my conversation with worship artist Meredith Andrews about her new album, Faith and Wonder. Meredith, tell us a little bit about the song On and On.
Yeah, so On and On was kind of a sleeper song. We didn't even really know what we had in this song. Jacob and I wrote it with our good friend Tyler Miller when we were at a songwriters retreat in Chicago. And Tyler and I had written one song and we got done with it, and I started to check my email as I do, you know, because I'm more of a, you know, let me get everything done that I need to do. I'm not necessarily always in the creative headspace like, say, my husband. So anyway, I was just checking my email. All of a sudden, Tyler starts playing on electric guitar this just beautiful riff. And I'm like, well, what is that? He's like, I don't know. I'm just kind of making it up as I go. I'm like, well, we're writing another song because I have an idea, you know. And so we just started chasing this song, and in the middle of that, Jacob walked in and he's like, I want in. And we're like, come on. So we ended up writing the song in probably less than an hour. It just kind of wrote itself. It's simple, but I love it because it has pictures. Like in the verse, it says, like a mountain we could never climb, like an ocean with no shoreline, like the endless sky, how great is your love. And just kind of painting these pictures of the love of God and how vast it is and how we could never fully wrap our heads around it. But man, I just, what a cool thing to sing about the love of God that goes on and on, that never ends for us. And the bridge, it's sweet to me. It says, oh, the heights unscalable, oh, the depths unsearchable, all my life I'll sing of your love.
Beautiful. All right, let's listen in.
Like a mountain we can never climb,
Well, that was just the song On and On by Meredith Andrews off of her album Faith and Wonder. This is bonus material. This did not happen on the live show, only for podcast listeners. One more song I'd love for you to set up before we pray. Tell us about the song Who Could.
So Who Could is also, I mean, all these songs are special to me, but they all have their own identity. And Who Could comes straight out of Revelation. My husband Jacob and our friend Eddie Hoagland were at a writer's retreat in Nashville, and we were talking about the passage in Revelation that talks about Jesus being the only one worthy to open the scroll, and how, you know, it says, worthy is the Lamb to open the scroll and its seals. And we were just kind of talking about what that means and the picture that it gives and what that moment will be like. And when we ended up writing a song called Who Could, you know, who could open the scroll, who could basically create everything seen and unseen, who could offer up his life, lay down his life, and then rise again. So it's very much just this gospel depiction of, this is who Jesus is, this is what he did and does, and he's the only one who could. And so it's very much, we were wanting to write a song that felt like a heaven song, something that you would sing around the throne, like worthy is the Lamb. And you will hear that language in this song, but that's where it came from.
Love that. All right, friends, let's listen in to Meredith Andrews' song, Who Could, off of her album, Faith and Wonder. That was the song Who Could from Meredith Andrews' album Faith and Wonder. And this has been such a fantastic conversation, Meredith. And for you to stay on a little bit later, driving in your minivan to pick up your little daughter, giving us a few extra minutes means so much. If you have a little bit of time left, would you pray for the church that, you know, she would arise? At the open of our conversation, you talked about God is moving. The church is awakening. And I want to see that spread, you know, from corner to corner. Would you pray for the church?
Yes, absolutely. God, thank you so much that you love your church. You loved your church enough. You loved your bride enough to send your son to die for her. And God, we never want to lose sight of that, the fact that you have loved us with an everlasting love. And that is what compels us. That is what motivates us. That is what covers us as we walk through our days. And God, I just lift up every person that is listening, every person that is struggling, every person that is that feels broken, that feels stuck. God, I thank you that you meet us right where we are and that you love us too much to leave us where you found us. But it is your grace that is sufficient to pull us out of our mess, to meet us in our mess and then pull us out of it. And God, we're so thankful that you pursue our hearts. And I just pray for every person under the sound of my voice that they would know how loved they are. And God, we do lift up the church around the world, those that are being persecuted, those that are just trying to figure out how to serve your people, God, day in and day out, week in and week out. God, we believe that you are awakening your bride like never before. We believe that you are doing something on the earth that we have never seen. And we ask that you would give us expectation for that, that you would give us eyes to see what you're doing and to believe and to partner with you and to step into all that you're accomplishing on the earth. And God, we will just be careful to give you all the glory for everything that you do, because when you are lifted high, you will draw all men to yourself. And that is the cry of our hearts. And God, we just thank you so much for this time that we've had together. Again, I just ask that you would bless every listener, that you would meet them in such a real and tangible way. In the matchless name of Jesus, amen.
Amen and amen. I just treasure you, Meredith, and I thank you for the time, and I pray God's richest blessing, and even that he would redeem the time you've given us today. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks, Susie. It's always an honor to be on with you.